Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did we lose the song?
It's how it starts.
Yeah, I know it's how it starts. But I didn't know there was that gap that's going to be in between.
Hold it. Listen.
The final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. It is Monday. We do Motown Monday. Chuck Rose gets first request. Motown Monday. The Temptations, Psychedelic Shack. Heard this song over the weekend, Psychedelic Shack. It's a pretty good tune where everybody gets involved in it. So 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, so you catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, at JMCH316, at the Lewis for real. Morton did not have his stuff tonight. It's been an entertaining game. They keep going back and forth in this thing. So, obviously, the Braves got off to the 4-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Dodgers scratched a run. They got two more in the fourth. And then Freddie Freeman hit a 3-run homer off Morton in the fifth. And then the Dodgers tacked on one more run. Braves countered with a run of their own in the bottom of the fifth. But 7-5 so far. Dodgers are up. Morton, 5 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs, 2 walks, the 5 strikeouts. And this is the first game this year where he has given up more than one homer. He gave up 2 homers tonight in the game. And look, hopefully that, you know, as the competition amps itself up, that this is just a one-off. But that was obviously the thing last year that got him in trouble, was the home run ball. So hopefully, you know, this is just one of those bad start hiccups and this, that, and the other. 99 pitches. Remember when his ERA was, you know, like 2.85 or whatever like that? Yeah, now it's back up to 3.61. 99 pitches. But, yeah, this is the first time that he's given up 2 home runs in one of his starts. And, you know, again, see if the Braves can come back in this thing. Right now, top of the seventh, so it's not quite the seventh inning stretch just yet. And Braves have another, or sorry, Dodgers have another guy on. So I think it was Muncy. Yeah, Muncy got on. So and he just singled against the left-hander in Minter. That's one of the things about the Dodgers is that they've always had a plethora of left-handed bats, right? Even before Freeman got there, and they've always had a plethora of bats, whether it was, you know, Jock Peterson, whether it was, who's the guy that was the MVP? Who's the guy that was the MVP for the Dodgers a couple of few years ago? Yelich. No, not Yelich. Oh, God.
Not Trey.
No. The MVP for the Dodgers. The Dodgers. Oh, gosh. Can't remember his name now. Hold on. This will bother me if I don't go research this and find all this, and then the screen is locked up. So unfortunately, the screen is locked up. What was the guy's name? We'll find it here in just a second. I'm not going anywhere until I find this guy's.
Cody.
Cody Bellinger. Yeah, Cody Bellinger. So even when they had, back over the last few years, they've always just had a plethora of left-handers, right? I mean, that was always supposedly be their Achilles heel, but you had some guys that could hit lefties in that lineup. You know, Freddie obviously can hit lefties. Muncy can hit lefties. You know, Jock and Bellinger before they got, you know, before Bellinger become just a ineffective hitter, he could hit lefties as well. So they've always had a very left-handed hitting lineup to them. But anyway, so Braves are down now 7-5 after a 4-0 lead in the first. So we'll see what happens there. All right, let's get to an NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So the owners have voted to flex Thursday night games in a vote of 24-8. And Mark Davis was one of the owners that voted against this. He was pretty boisterous about the idea of this. But in a 24-8 vote, the owners have agreed to flex two Thursday night games. So only two flexes are allowed all season. They must be done with 28 days of advance notice. And that's because of the idea of playing on Thursday, right? Oh, man. And who was that? I can't see who that was. Somebody just homered for the Dodgers. Oh, J.D. Martinez again. So that's his second homer tonight. And that was a two-run shot. So now the Braves are down. I thought they were down 9. They down 9? No, they're only down 8. Okay. So Braves are down now 8-5 as J.D. Martinez homered for the second time tonight. Is 3-for-3 with two runs? No, sorry. 4-for-4 with three runs and two RBI. Is that any good? 4-for-4.
That's great.
Three runs scored, two RBI, two home runs. He only came in hitting what? I mean, he's only hitting 266 now, so he could have only been in the 250s. So he's boosted his average quite a bit. Teams cannot play more than two Thursday night games in a season. They have to have 28 days notice, and that's because of the short week, right? Now, I don't like the idea of flexing. I'm with Mark Davis on this. I don't like the idea of flexing Thursday night games. I know that they've had some dreadful Thursday night games, and they've had some dreadful matchups, but it's really not fair to some of these teams that even with 28 days notice that you're playing on a Thursday night. So again, I don't particularly like that rule, but it's all about the TV and it's all about the money. And obviously Thursday nights will be on Amazon, right? It's going to be the Thursday night games on Amazon. So I don't like that idea of being able to flex Thursday night games. They do enough flexing as it is. For teams, they shouldn't be allowed to do it on Thursday. Now, the other thing that the owners approved as well was the NFL approved a rule that would allow teams to designate an emergency quarterback on game day. So they've had this rule, then they got rid of the rule and all this, that, and the other, and this is in response to what the San Francisco 49ers had to live with, where they had to, obviously, they were running out of quarterbacks, right? They ran out of quarterbacks. So they say that the rule only applies to quarterbacks who are on the team's 53-man roster. So this cannot be practice squad guys that are eligible to be brought up, even if they're elevated for that week's game. But it does allow a team to avoid counting an emergency quarterback as one of its active players on game day. So that will be the incentive as to how teams work with this rule, right? So you won't have to have a roster spot on game day counted for your emergency quarterback. So why would every team, if there's not a roster spot that counts, why would every team not have three quarterbacks on the roster? Now, at this point, the Falcons only have two quarterbacks. Would they designate Felipe Franks? Because, again, he was a bust as a tight end. Would they designate Felipe Franks as their emergency quarterback? Because right now they've only got Logan Woodside, and they've got, obviously, Desmond Ridder. And I'm trying to think if they brought in any undrafted rookie free agents into their rookie camp or anything like that that were quarterbacks. Surely they had to have brought somebody in to play quarterback. But I wonder if they'll make Felipe Franks an emergency quarterback. Because I believe that the rule is he can only play if the other quarterbacks are unable to participate due to injury or ejection. That was the old rule, was that you couldn't bring in your third quarterback. But I think in the old days they counted on the roster, and you couldn't bring the guy in unless everybody else got hurt, right? Or I think in the fourth quarter. I think the old rule was either everybody was hurt or you had to wait until the fourth quarter to bring him in. So, and I'm glad to see that, just because, again, you know, with quarterbacks these days, I mean, you never know what can happen. And, you know, you never have too much quarterback play, right? Just like corners and pass rushers and everything else. The NFL announced today that the 2025 NFL draft will take place in Green Bay. Quote, this is from, Roger Goodell in a statement. The draft has become our biggest off-season event, hosted in different cities and spectacular locations across the country. And we're excited to work with the Packers and Discovery Green Bay to bring the 2025 NFL draft to Green Bay and iconic Lambeau Field. With the help of numerous local partners on the ground, our prospects and fans will be treated to an incredible week-long experience that shows off the city of Green Bay in the state of Wisconsin. Well, what exactly is there to do in Green Bay? Why are they not in Atlanta? Like, why has Atlanta not gotten the NFL draft yet? I mean, they've gone to Green Bay. Where'd they go last year?
Kansas City.
Okay, Kansas City.
Then Nashville.
They've done Nashville, right? Have they done Vegas yet?
No, but I'm pretty sure that's... No, have they done Vegas? I feel like there was a draft in Vegas, no?
I thought that there was a draft in Vegas.
Yeah, I feel like there was a draft in Vegas.
Wasn't it 2 years ago that they did Nashville? Vegas or something like that? They did Vegas and they did Nash Vegas.
But I remember Nashville. That one was about like three seasons, because that was when all those bachelorette parties were all jacked up and...
Hey, listen, they get down in Nashville. You ever been in Nashville?
No, I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah, Nashville's a fun, fun town.
If I was the, unless they're married, obviously, but if I was the, you know, the in the bachelor, you know, the ladies in the bachelorette party, if you think about it.
Well, that's the, the idea is, the idea is that somebody's going to get married, right?
Right, so. Right. You know, think about it, ladies, you know, you might come up on something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Listen, that could be a target-rich environment.
Yes.
With a bachelorette party, right? Sort of like what's Wedding Crashers or something like that. Like you can get into some scenarios like that. But, yeah, I will take Nashville is a lot of fun.
I heard it was.
I've been to Nashville twice, and I've never been. I really do want to go back. Believe it or not, I really do want to go back and do the Grand Ole Opry and, okay, and all that. Okay, like the touristy stuff.
Right.
But we were on. What is that? We were in. What is it? Painter's Alley was one of the places we were in. And then we were in some bars across, okay, the street from the Grand Ole Opry, and they, and look, this was a long time ago, but you know, I mean, and I know this is like a joke, but it is a college town.
Okay.
I mean, Vanderbilt's there.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, Vanderbilt's in Nashville, and so isn't, maybe there's another also small school that is just outside the city limits of Nashville, but there is obviously Vanderbilt is there, so say what you will about that, but still it's a college town,
right.
But now obviously Nashville is the capital of country music and all that good,
right,
stuff, but Nashville's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Nashville's a lot of fun
on the bucket list.
Yeah, if you get a chance to go to Nashville, and that's not one of those long drives either,
like, no, it's 5 hours.
Yeah I mean it's an easy drive, so you can go up 75 west on 24 and be right in Nashville. So DeAndre Hopkins, this was interesting. He had a list of quarterbacks that he said that he would like to play with, right? Now, I don't know if this was demands that he was dropping or what have you, but he had a list of quarterbacks that he wanted to play with. Yeah, and in some ways, it was a list of demands in some ways, but the quarterbacks he'd like to play with: Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. Now, wouldn't every NFL player like to play with those quarterbacks? Especially like Mahomes, right?
Yep.
I mean, okay. I mean, he only picked like the five best quarterbacks in the entire
right.
the NFL, right? I mean, the only guy that he didn't have on that list was like Aaron. I'm surprised he didn't have him on the list, but obviously Hopkins has been in the middle of a lot of offseason trade rumors, but he said he thinks it's better for him to work out with trainers who know what's going to benefit his body the most, and he shared what he's looking for with a playoff team. What I want is stable management upstairs. I think that's something I really haven't had the past couple of years of my career, from Houston, then to Arizona. I've been through four GMs in my career, so a stable management, a QB who loves the game, and also to a great defense. Okay, well, gee, that's not much to ask for, right? Stable management, great quarterback, great defense. Oh, okay.
Sounds like he needs to go play Madden.
Yeah, or, you know, again, not everybody can play for the Chiefs and Eagles, right? Anyway. All right, when we come back, is it pie in the sky? Could we make this happen? I'll open up the phone lines at 404-726-0929. Who I want for the Hawks? Maybe it's not realistic, but I still would like to have them. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Chuck Reshow hanging out in the Kia Studios. Top of the hour, what, Jason Longshore's got Atlanta soccer tonight coming up the top of the hour. Braves still down 8-5 here as that was all right. That got it got in there. 8-5, top of the eighth inning right now. So Braves will have two more chances to try to come back and either tie this thing up or win it. So 8-5 right now, one out in the top of the eighth inning. Lakers are losing right now. It's only 86-83, but obviously, you know, they're down 3-0. In this series, so I don't give them any kind of chance to, you know, win this series or what have you, but we'll see if they just get swept or if they can keep things around. So Joker had 2 points and 6 assists in the first quarter. He's now got 20 points, 10 assists, 13 boards. So now he's got another triple-double. Like, that guy is the ultimate triple-double machine. Like, it's staggering how good of a player that he is. Jamal Murray's got 20 tonight, so Joker and Murray lead the way. And Murray's 0 for 4 from 3, but he's 9 of 16 from the field. So he's got 20 points and 5 assists and a couple of boards. Joker's got the triple-double already. LeBron is going off tonight. He's 12 for 16 from the field, 4 of 5. Did you see where he had started out 0 for 13?
Yeah.
Shooting the threes?
Yeah.
In this series?
Yep.
He's 4 for 5 tonight from 3. So he's doing his part. He's got 33. He's got 33 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. It's been a disaster for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he's struggling.
3 of 12. 3 of 12 with 11 points. He's got 11 rebounds. He's got 11 points, 11 rebounds. Say,
yeah, he's been getting it done on the glass.
Yeah, but he's 3 of 12 in this game tonight. So not shooting the basketball very well. And Dennis Schroeder's got 11 points. He's 3 of 4 from 3. He's got 11 points and 4 assists. So a little nice game from him. But just not enough for LeBron James. Not enough support for him. And look, when you've got multiple guys that can score the basketball for Denver, they are a really good offensive team. And just too much right now for LeBron James to overcome. So we'll see. It's 88-85 right now. And as we said, Braves 8-5. So 404-726-0929. What would you think about the idea of, can we go after Jaylen Brown? You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier on in the show. There is growing sentiment, and the more that I read, that I think that Jaylen Brown is not going to be re-signed by the Boston Celtics for whatever reasons. I mean, let's start with first, $290 million, because that's what he's in line to get, to a $290 million extension, because he's in line to be a supermax player. Supermax guy, not just a max guy. He's in line to be a supermax guy. And so I don't think the Celtics are going to pay that kind of money for him. Now, look, he ain't settling for some middling contract. He's going to want the supermax. So you're going to have to start there. Now, he's under contract for one more year. He'll be a free agent in the summer of 2024. He's under contract for one more year at $32 million. So he is owed a big chunk of money. It's not like he's only owed fish heads and rice. He's got $32 million that he's owed. And if you're going to trade for him, you're going to have to probably put together a big-time offer. And if, look, I'm not saying this is possible because, again, I don't know. I don't even know at the start if Tony Ressler is willing to be deep in the luxury tax, because you start adding supermax players at $45, $50 million, you're super deep in the luxury tax. But Jaylen Brown would be a game changer. Jaylen Brown would be one of those guys that I would love to see be here in Atlanta. Obviously, coming home, played at Wheeler High School in Marietta. Not like there's been any good basketball players come out of Wheeler High School. I would love to see him come back home. Again, a great two-way player, a prolific scorer, really good defensive player. But boy, could the Hawks make anything like that happen? Could they make something like that happen? Would Tony Ressler, Landry Fields, everybody come together, come have a come-to-Jesus meeting and figure out a way to get Jaylen Brown back home? You would have to – and the reason that I think that you have to have a third team is because you have to have somebody be a loser in a trade like this. You have to have a team that is going to give up a really good player and only get back expiring contracts in return. Because that's you can't have Boston and Atlanta where it's just Boston's not looking for expiring contracts. They're going to want something big time for Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, and I mean you're not going to get the Hawks to do a straight up trade, Jaylen trade.
Right,
so.
not just for fish heads and rice.
I mean, so you got to get that third team, and Boston's got to feel comfortable with who they're getting with that third team involved.
Right, and again. Somebody has to be willing to just be the middle team that gives up their, you know, expiring contracts or takes on expiring contracts for nothing in return, right? I mean, that's how you have to have one of those teams. I mean, basically, you know, the Pelicans got some of that, right? I mean,
yeah.
Pelicans got some of that for Anthony Davis, right? That was kind of the deal. I mean, so the Hawks would have to definitely give up some money in this thing and give up some players, but you have to have that third team involved to be the loser, because the Hawks are obviously going to get Jaylen Brown, and the Celtics are not looking for just DeAndre Hunter, right?
No, they want someone that's going to keep them in the mix of the Eastern Conference Championship.
Now a DeAndre Hunter may be part of a deal like that,
right?
But he's not going to be the centerpiece. You ain't trading Jaylen Brown for DeAndre Hunter. No. Sorry. I mean, sorry, Hawks fans. I mean, you ain't trading Jaylen Brown for John Collins either, right? Hawks fans. You know, again, it doesn't work out like that. Well, we give it again. I always love when people come up with these trades. Well, you know what? We'll give you our trash, but we want your star in return, right? I mean, I did that joke a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the Browns wanted to trade for Cordarrelle Patterson, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give us Myles Garrett. We'll trade you Cordarrelle Patterson. We'll take Myles Garrett, and you can have Cordarrelle Patterson. That's all. That's all you got to do, right? But, again, we're not just going to be able to trade our trash for one of these guys. But, boy, I mean, you talk about your offensive and defensive quotient going up, and it feels like Quinn Snyder, if you had Trey, DeJounte, and Jaylen Brown, you could build around that. Like, that's three high-caliber players that you got. And I don't care if – I don't care what the mishmash of everything else is. You know, if you had those three, you could have a Kongwu. You could certainly have your young guys, Jalen Johnson, A.J. Griffin, right? And then you're going to draft a couple of guys this year, right?
Yeah.
So you could not get so deep in the luxury tax that you can't get out of it. Because, again, you've got a super max deal on the horizon. And Jaylen Brown, again, I know people, this is another one of these things that people want. They want Jaylen Brown to take a hometown discount. All right? He ain't taking no. When you're in line for a super max contract, you take the super max contract.
Yep.
But I think that the more I read, I get this sneaking suspicion that he's not going to be a Boston Celtic when all is said and done, that he's going to get moved. And I think the time to move him, look, if you move him when he's about to be a supermax player at the trade deadline, you ain't going to be able to move him. And he's going to walk because you're not going to get anything in return for him. I mean, you'll get something in return, but if you don't know if you can – the only way you make a trade for Jaylen Brown is if you know – you can sign him long term. And you know going into it, that he's going to be a super max guy, right? Like that's what he's going to get. He's an all NBA player, second team all NBA. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Boston Celtics get swept. They don't make some kind of move on that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, look, they've had a massive amount of success. They were in the NBA Finals last year, but do they look at this as, okay, we've got to retool this roster. We can build around Tatum and some of these other guys, right? I mean, you know, Brogdon was the sixth man of the year. Tatum's a first-team all-NBA player, right? You know, Marcus Smart's a first-team all-defensive player. But rather than get ourselves into supermax money, we find a way to, you know, get some other good young players around him. And like I said, maybe a DeAndre Hunter could be part of a package. He's not going to be the centerpiece of a package, but maybe he can be part of something. It's just something to think about because, again, I would love for the Hawks to be big, bold, and aggressive. And I know Freaky was talking about this a couple of weekend shows ago, but, you know, again, Giannis is not available. Embiid's not available. The guy that is available, I think that he's available – is Jaylen Brown. And if that's the guy that's available, you better find a way to get a move on him.
Yeah.
Because young star players, all NBA players, just don't come off the marketplace. You know, those guys are just not floating all around the, you know, NBA vagabond system. They're gonna get massive amount of money and go to a high caliber organization.
Yeah. And to your point, teams like Philly, Milwaukee, because of them getting bounced the way they did, he could be somebody that's attracted to them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean again, that look, good teams want to get great. Hawks could be really good. Hawks could slide into one of those top three spots in the Eastern Conference if Jaylen Brown was here and you partner him up with Trey and DeJounte Murray. Just food for thought, something to think about. I would love to see it happen, but I don't know. A man can dream. All right, when we come back, Steve Austin had some interesting thoughts about modern-day wrestling. We'll talk about that next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. At the top of the hour, Jason Longshore. Atlanta Soccer tonight coming up. 8-6 now, Braves. They fought back and scratched out another run. Marcelo Zuna, double RBI. Who did he knock in? Remember who? Rosario has had a good night. He's 2-for-4, 2 runs, 3 RBI, hit the 3-run homer earlier in the night. Murphy's got a couple of RBI as well. Ronnie has scored a couple of times, but Charlie Morton was not very good tonight. 5 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs. They've used 5 pitchers now to get to this point. Dodgers have used 6 pitchers already, so Jimenez, Minter, Yates, Ledge, and they still got one more inning to go here. So we'll see what happens. Down 8-6. So Lakers now down 4, 98-94. They're in the fourth quarter, so we'll see if they get swept or not. But Lakers are going to be done in this series pretty quickly. So Steve Austin interviewed with Forbes magazine and had some interesting things to say about modern-day wrestling. In an interview with Forbes, Austin praised the performance level of WWE stars for the great work they do, but also thinks that perhaps there is too much being done. Here's what his quote is. The performance level has sped up so much, and the guys and gals are doing so much incredible stuff. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's kind of like being such a big football fan. I was just watching clips of Mean Joe Green of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I used to be a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You watch those guys, you watch those greats from back then into what the guys are doing now, and the guys now are just so much quicker, faster, of course, everything, the camera's better. These days, even though if I look at the Attitude Era stuff, I look like I'm in slow motion watching what these superstars today are doing better with better cameras and just better athletes. I really enjoy some of the sequences that they're able to do, but then that also makes me takes me back to one of the things that I don't like is that I think there's sometimes too much being done. It's kind of a double-edged sword. Which one do you want? On one hand, I respect the athleticism, but I sometimes think it's too much. At the end of the day, everything evolves and gets kind of faster, it seems. I love the product. I love reality-based story. And I think the men and women are participating in it today are much better athletes. There's been better athletes decades ago, but I really think that there's some really great work being done in the ring right now. Well, here's the thing that I will say. There is a lot that goes on in modern day wrestling, right? Like everybody talks about modern matches in today's. I mean, Modern matches are a bunch of high spots. They do crazy stunts. They take all kinds of risks and chances. They don't necessarily build a story, though. And that's the thing, that a lot of these guys don't know how to tell a story in the ring. There are some guys, but there are a lot of guys that don't know how to tell a story in the ring now. And it's just, look, I like the things that Ricochet could do, right? You know, we saw him in the Rumble do that unbelievable spot with Logan Paul, right? But Ricochet can't tell a story in the ring. Yeah, all he does is high spot after high spot after high spot. And he's not going to get over doing that. You know, it's the gymnast in the circus, right? I mean, they do all the high spots and they things like that, and they wow you. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, I've seen that 55 times. You know, I can see that anytime. Like, it just, they don't tell a story. They don't hook you, right? It's just one spot after another, and I'm just trying to keep up. I'm just trying to exhale and breathe because there's so many spots going on. And that's the thing with a guy like Ricochet. Amazing athleticism. Tremendous, you know, ability to do high-flying stunts and stuff like that. But he can't tell a story. And his matches aren't compelling for that reason. Like, they're super fun to watch, but there's only so much of that you can do, right? Only so much of that you can do. Go back and watch Austin and Bret Hart in WrestleMania 13. Watch the story that they told in that match. Obviously, it was a different kind of match because it was a submission match, and they had Ken Shamrock there and all that kind of stuff. But watch when they tell a story like that. Watch Savage and Steamboat from WrestleMania 3, right? It's not just high spots. It's telling you a story about what's going on in the ring. And a lot of these guys just can't do that. It's just high fly and on to the next spot, right? And guys don't sell anything. You know, guys jump off the top rope, get super kicked, and then they're right back up 2 seconds later. They're right back up on their feet, like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm supposed to sell this for more than a second? Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like you see these guys. Like, it's funny how there are so few finishing moves in wrestling today. You know, in the old days, when Jake Roberts hit the DDT, it was over. Like, when he hit you with the DDT, you were done. You weren't getting up from that, right? Yep. But nowadays, everybody does DDTs. Like, everybody does some kind of DDT, a whirlwind DDT or, you know, just a standing DDT. I mean, everybody does that now, and it's not a finishing move. You know, the other thing, everybody super kicks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does super kicks now.
Yeah,
Rhea. And they slap the thigh, slap the leg.
Yeah, Rhea just super kicked somebody the other week.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does a super kick. When Shawn Michaels did a super kick, that was a finishing move. When, who was the guy that invented that? The British wrestler.
And invented the super kick?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Now I forget the guy. See, again, my brain doesn't function, especially late at night. My brain does not function anymore. But the guy who Shawn Michaels stole that move from, is it Chris Adams? Look up
yep,
Chris
gentleman
Adams.
Chris Adams.
Yeah, gentleman Chris Adams. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, my brain finally figures it out. But, you know, gentleman Chris Adams, Shawn Michaels, like when those guys did super kicks, that was a finishing move. Now these guys triple Lindy off the top rope into a backflip that puts everybody through tables and everybody just gets right back up. And they're on to the next move, right? Like, just on to the next move. You do a triple Lindy super – what was that dive that Rodney Dangerfield did in Back to School?
Oh.
When he was Thornton Mellish,
yeah.
You know, whatever that dive was that he did off the diving yeah. board and all that, you know, whatever that move was. I mean, that's what guys are nowadays. That's what guys do nowadays. That's how they do everything. So, I get what he's saying. I think the athleticism is amped up. Part of that, too, is, honestly, guys aren't as big as what they used to be.
Mm-mm.
I mean, look, Austin was a roid user, you know, and he's admitted it. And that was part of his problems with his ex-wife, Deborah, is that he got roided up and kind of became a different person. He's admitted that. I mean, it's not you know, so all those guys, a lot of those guys did steroids,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So again, when you're big and thick and muscular, you're not going to bounce around the way that you are when you're Ricochet size, mm-hmm. right? Or even Shawn Michaels size. Now, Shawn Michaels is the ultimate bump taker, right? You'd sell anything. But guys don't sell nowadays. And they're so fast and so quick that they just bounce from one side of the ring to the other. Like I said, that move by Ricochet in the Royal Rumble, fantastic. Him and Logan Paul clotheslining each other in the middle of the ring, great. But how many of those can you do? Like when you clothesline somebody 12 feet in the air, shouldn't that be done? Like,
right.
Shouldn't you be done?
Somebody shouldn't get
right.
It right.
Like if you
at least
like
one of
if you throw somebody off the top of a ladder through a table, isn't that guy done? I mean, isn't that guy finished at that point? Now it's just it's the high spot, you know. Now it's just it's you know to move on to the next one. So, he's right though. I mean, it's but again in the Attitude Era, you know what you know what else you had in the Attitude Era? It's star power.
Yeah, you do. There's no star power in wrestling.
No.
Right now. Not to that level.
No.
Like, almost every entrance drew a pop.
Right.
Back then. Like, and there isn't any of that now.
No. I mean, you don't have guys. I love Roman Reigns. I love Brock Lesnar. I love Cody Rhodes. They ain't The Rock in Austin.
No.
I mean, and in some ways, they ain't Mankind and Triple H and The Undertaker.
Triple H, yeah, I was about to say, Taker.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what I was going to say. Think about it. You had at one point, really, in two brands, the names you just said, Nash, Scott Hall, Sting. Like, you had two brands that, I mean, literally the top 10 on the rosters were
yeah.
all stars.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in 1998, WCW, you've got Sting, mm-hmm. you've got Kevin Nash, you got yep. Scott Hall. You got Ric Flair.
Yep.
In 98, you also had Bret Hart.
Yep.
Because he got screwed over in 97.
Yep.
And by, you know, in 98, you had The Rock, you had Austin, you had Triple H, you had Mankind,
yep.
you had Undertaker, you had the New Age Outlaws.
New Age Outlaws, Billy Gunn and
Billy Gunn and Road
Dogg.
You know,
yep.
as part of DX. And in 98, you didn't even have Shawn Michaels.
Mm-mm.
Shawn Michaels was hurt.
Yep,
and,
he was
I mean,
on
Shawn
the shelf.
Michaels, Shawn Michaels in 98, after he did the WrestleMania, he was gone for 4 years.
Yep.
You didn't even have him. So you had so much star. And look, even people like China. Like, China was hugely over.
Yep.
She was hugely over in 98, 99, 2000. Hugely over.
And then they just kept rolling. And then the Hardys
yeah.
came along.
Yeah. Well, then Eddie Guerrero and the Radicals
yeah.
and all those guys, Dean Malenko, Rey Mysterio, right?
Yep.
I mean, Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero were there in 98.
Mm-hmm.
They had some of the best matches, you know, Halloween Havoc 97.
Yep.
You know, it's one of the best matches I've ever seen, you know,
yeah.
with Rey in the purple outfit, you know, again. But you just don't have those kinds of guys anymore. So that's part of it as well. All right, Love TKO coming up next. Truck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, now to the game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back at it, Chuck Reshow. At the top of the hour, Jason Longshore. Atlanta Soccer tonight coming up. 8-6 now, Braves. They fought back and scratched out another run. Marcelo Zuna, double RBI. Who did he knock in? Remember who? Rosario has had a good night. He's 2-for-4, 2 runs, 3 RBI, hit the 3-run homer earlier in the night. Murphy's got a couple of RBI as well. Ronnie has scored a couple of times, but Charlie Morton was not very good tonight. 5 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs. They've used 5 pitchers now to get to this point. Dodgers have used 6 pitchers already, so Jimenez, Minter, Yates, Ledge, and they still got one more inning to go here. So we'll see what happens. Down 8-6. So Lakers now down 4, 98-94. They're in the fourth quarter, so we'll see if they get swept or not. But Lakers are going to be done in this series pretty quickly. So Steve Austin interviewed with Forbes magazine and had some interesting things to say about modern-day wrestling. In an interview with Forbes, Austin praised the performance level of WWE stars for the great work they do, but also thinks that perhaps there is too much being done. Here's what his quote is. The performance level has sped up so much, and the guys and gals are doing so much incredible stuff It's absolutely unbelievable. It's kind of like being such a big football fan. I was just watching clips of Mean Joe Green of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I used to be a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You watch those guys, you watch those greats from back then into what the guys are doing now, and the guys now are just so much quicker, faster, of course, everything. The camera's better. These days, even though if I look at the Attitude Era stuff, I look like I'm in slow motion watching what these superstars today are doing better with better cameras and just better athletes. I really enjoy some of the sequences that they're able to do, but then that also makes me takes me back to one of the things I don't do, or sorry, that I don't like, is that I think there's sometimes too much being done. It's kind of a double-edged sword. Which one do you want? On one hand, I respect the athleticism, but I sometimes think it's too much. At the end of the day, everything evolves and gets kind of faster, it seems. I love the product. I love reality-based story. And I think the men and women are participating in it today are much better athletes. There's been better athletes decades ago, but I really think that there's some really great work being done in the ring right now. Well, here's the thing that I will say. There is a lot that goes on in modern day wrestling, right? Like everybody talks about modern matches in today's. I mean, modern matches are a bunch of high spots. They do crazy stunts. They take all kinds of risks and chances. They don't necessarily build a story, though. And that's the thing, that a lot of these guys don't know how to tell a story in the ring. There are some guys, but there are a lot of guys that don't know how to tell a story in the ring now. And it's just, look, I like the things that Ricochet could do, right? You know, we saw him in the Rumble do that unbelievable spot with Logan Paul, right? But Ricochet can't tell a story in the ring. Yeah, all he does is high spot after high spot after high spot. And he's not going to get over doing that. You know, it's the gymnast in the circus, right? I mean, they do all the high spots and things like that, and they wow you. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, I've seen that 55 times. You know, I can see that anytime. Like, it just, they don't tell a story. They don't hook you, right? It's just one spot after another, and I'm just trying to keep up. I'm just trying to exhale and breathe because there's so many spots going on. And that's the thing with a guy like Ricochet. Amazing athleticism. Tremendous, you know, ability to do high-flying stunts and stuff like that. But he can't tell a story. And his matches aren't compelling for that reason. Like, they're super fun to watch, but there's only so much of that you can do, right? Only so much of that you can do. Go back and watch Austin and Bret Hart in WrestleMania 13. Watch the story that they told in that match. Obviously, it was a different kind of match because it was a submission match, and they had Ken Shamrock there and all that kind of stuff. But watch when they tell a story like that. Watch Savage and Steamboat from WrestleMania 3, right? It's not just high spots. It's telling you a story about what's going on in the ring. And a lot of these guys just can't do that. It's just high fly and on to the next spot, right? And guys don't sell anything. You know, guys jump off the top rope, get super kicked, and then they're right back up 2 seconds later. They're right back up on their feet, like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm supposed to sell this for more than a second? Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like you see these guys. Like, it's funny how there are so few finishing moves in wrestling today. You know, in the old days, when Jake Roberts hit the DDT, it was over. Like, when he hit you with the DDT, you were done. You weren't getting up from that, right? But nowadays, everybody does DDTs. Like, everybody does some kind of DDT, a whirlwind DDT or, you know, just a standing DDT. I mean, everybody does that now, and it's not a finishing move. You know, the other thing, everybody super kicks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does super kicks now.
Yeah,
Rhea. And they slap the thigh, slap the leg.
Yeah, Rhea just super kicked somebody the other week.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does a super kick. when Shawn Michaels did a super kick, that was a finishing move. When, oh gosh, who was the guy that invented that? The British wrestler.
And invented the super kick?
Yeah. Now I forget the guy. See, again, my brain doesn't function, especially late at night. My brain does not function anymore. But the guy who Shawn Michaels stole that move from, is it Chris Adams? Look up
yep,
Chris
gentleman
Adams. Gentleman Chris Adams. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, my brain finally figures it out. But you know, Gentleman Chris Adams, Shawn Michaels, like when those guys did super kicks, that was a finishing move. Now these guys triple Lindy off the top rope into a backflip that puts everybody through tables, and everybody just gets right back up, and they're on to the next move. Right? Like just on to the next move. You do a triple Lindy super. What was that dive that Rodney Dangerfield did in Back to School?
Oh.
When he was Thornton Mellish.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that dive was that he did off the diving board and all that, you know, whatever that move was. I mean, that's what guys are nowadays. That's what guys do nowadays. That's how they do everything. So I get what he's saying. I think the athleticism is amped up. Part of that, too, is, honestly, guys aren't as big as what they used to be.
Mm-mm.
I mean, look, Austin was a roid user, you know, and he's admitted it, and that was part of his problems with his ex-wife, Deborah, is that he got roided up and kind of became a different person. He's admitted that. I mean, it's not, you know. So all those guys, a lot of those guys did steroids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So again, when you're big and thick and muscular, you're not going to bounce around the way that you are when you're Ricochet size,
mm-hmm,
right? Or even Shawn Michaels size. Now, Shawn Michaels is the ultimate bump taker, right? He'd sell anything. But guys don't sell nowadays. And they're so fast and so quick that they just bounce from one side of the ring to the other. Like I said, that move by Ricochet in the Royal Rumble, fantastic. Him and Logan Paul clotheslining each other in the middle of the ring, great. But how many of those can you do? Like when you clothesline somebody 12 feet in the air, shouldn't that be done? Like,
right.
Shouldn't you be done?
Somebody shouldn't get
right.
It right.
Like if you,
at least
like
one of you.
If you throw somebody off the top of a ladder through a table, isn't that guy done? I mean, isn't that guy finished at that point? Now it's just, it's just a high spot, you know? Now it's just, it's, you know, to move on to the next one. So he's right, though. I mean, it's, but again, in the Attitude Era, you know what else you had in the Attitude Era? It's star power.
Yeah, you do. There's no star power in wrestling.
No.
Right now. Not to that level.
No.
Like almost every entrance drew a pop.
Right.
Back then. Like, and there isn't any of that now.
No. I mean, you don't have guys. I love Roman Reigns. I love Brock Lesnar. I love Cody Rhodes. They ain't The Rock in Austin.
No.
I mean, and in some ways, they ain't Mankind and Triple H and The Undertaker.
Triple H, yeah, I was about to say, Taker.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what I was going to say. Think about it. You had at one point, really, in two brands, the names you just said, Nash, Scott Hall, Sting. Like, you had two brands that, I mean, literally the top 10 on the rosters were
yeah,
all stars.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in 1998, WCW, you've got Sting,
mm-hmm,
you've got Kevin Nash, you got,
yep,
Scott Hall, you got Ric Flair.
Yep.
In 98, you also had Bret Hart.
Yep.
Because he got screwed over in 97.
Yep.
And by, you know, in 98, you had The Rock, you had Austin, you had Triple H, you had Mankind,
yep,
you had Undertaker, you had the New Age Outlaws.
New Age Outlaws, Billy Gunn and
Billy Gunn and Road
Dogg,
you know,
yeah,
as part of DX. And in 98, you didn't even have Shawn Michaels.
Mm-mm.
Shawn Michaels was hurt.
Yep,
and,
he was
I mean,
on
Shawn
the shelf.
Shawn Michaels in 98, after he did the WrestleMania, he was gone for 4 years.
Yep.
You didn't even have him. So you had so much star. And look, even people like China. Like, China was hugely over.
Yep.
She was hugely over. In 98, 99, 2000. Hugely over.
And then they just kept rolling. And then the Hardys came along.
Yeah. Well, then Eddie Guerrero and the Radicals and all those guys. Dean Malenko, Rey Mysterio, right? Yep. I mean, Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero were there in 98.
Mm-hmm.
They had some of the best matches, you know, Halloween Havoc 97.
Yep.
You know, it was one of the best matches I've ever seen, you know, with Rey in the purple outfit, you know, again. But you just don't have those kinds of guys anymore. So that's part of it as well. All right, Love TKO coming up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Now to the Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.